This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yisrael Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh. Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Maaseh begins with the topic of Nedarim and Shvuos. And the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Moshe el Roshe HaMatois Livnei Yisrael, which simply means that Moshe said the Parsha of Nedarim and Shvuos to the Roshe HaMatois, only to the Nasiim. Rashi goes on to explain that the parasha was really said to everyone, and it is just teaching us a halacha regarding Hilchas HaTaras Nedarim, and that is that a neder can be removed by a yochid mumche, a single individual who is an expert in the laws, or by shloisha hedyotin, three ordinary people. And this is alluded to by the Lashon HaPasuk, Roshe HaMatois and Bnei Yisrael. Roshe HaMatois is referring to the yochid mumche that can be matan neder. Bnei Yisrael is alluding to the Shloisha HaJoitim, the three ordinary people who together can be Matar a Neder. However, some of Farshim want to learn the stress on Roshe HaMatois by Nedarim a bit differently. Although these laws were set to everyone, the Torah is intensifying the focus on the Roshe HaMatois to teach us a lesson. The Parsha teaches us the severity of one who does not keep his Neder or Shvua by saying he is over both an Aseh and a Lav, which are both stated in this week's parsha. The lav is lo yachel devari, do not make your words chulin, and the asei is kechol hayoytze mipiv yaseh, like everything that comes out of your mouth, you should do. Because of the severity that one must keep his word, the Torah stresses that this parsha was said to Roshe HaMatois, to the leaders, and if the leaders will be careful to honor their word, they will be role models for the rest of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was known for his devotion to honesty and to always tell the truth. When Rabbi Yaakov was 80 years old, he started wearing the additional pair of tefillin known as Tefillin Shel Rabbeinu Tam, because there was a machlokes regarding the order of the parashiyos inside the tefillin, and therefore many people wear both Tefillin Shel Rashi and Tefillin Shel Rabbeinu Tam in order to be yotze both shitas. And Rabbi Yaakov started to be makbid on this minhag when he was at the age of 80. One of his Talmidim asked Rabbi Yaakov, why are you suddenly at the age of 80 being makbid on this minhag? Why suddenly now? What changed? And Rabbi Yaakov explained that many, many years earlier, an elderly Yid was davening in his minyan and put on tefillin Shel Rabbeinu Tam. One of Rabbi Yaakov's students who saw this Yid asked Rabbi Yaakov why he hadn't adopted this minhag too. In his humility, Rabbi Yaakov tried to avoid the question by saying, this person is much older than me. You know what? Maybe one day, if Hashem allows me to reach his age, I too might wear Tefillin Shel Rabbeinu Tam. Although this comment was made very casually, Rabbi Yaakov was worried that maybe his statement might be considered a neder or a shvua, which he has to keep. So he went over to this elderly Yid and asked him, how old are you? And the Yid said, I'm 80 years old. Rabbi Yaakov waited many, many years, and when he reached the age of 80, he started wearing Tefillin Shel Rabbeinu Tam, in order not to be over the lav of lo yachel devaroi and the asei of kechol hayoytze mipiv yaseh. Vayidaber Moshe el Roshe HaMatois. If the Roshe HaMatois, the leaders, are careful to keep their word, they will serve as role models for the rest of Klal Yisrael. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that one of the great Rosh Hashivas of the Telz Yeshiva in Cleveland, Rabbi Isaac Osband, was once faced with a great dilemma. His father-in-law, Rabbi Avram Yitzchak Bloch, was one of the great leaders of the original Telz Yeshiva in Europe and was tragically murdered in the Holocaust. Rabbi Osband's wife was pregnant, and in the event that the baby would be a boy, it would have been a great honor to commemorate the memory of his father-in-law by naming the baby Avraham Yitzchak. The problem was that Rabbi Osband's full name is Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac, as the minhag is not to give a child the same name as his father. Rav Osbaum wondered if he, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac, was permitted to have a son named Avraham Yitzchak. Perhaps the fact that both names contained the name Yitzchak, it should therefore be avoided. Or perhaps since each name had an additional name, Avraham Yitzchak and Yitzchak Isaac, it would be considered two separate names. This shaila was presented to Rabbi Lazer Silver, who at that time was serving as the Rav of Cincinnati. And he said the answer to this question lies in a pasuk at the end of Parshas Matas. Pasuk says that Yoer ben Menashe conquered villages and renamed them Chavos Yoer, the villages of Yoer. Rashi explains that since Yair did not have any children, he named the villages after himself to memorialize his own name, Chavos Yair. The Torah continues to recount that a person by the name of Noivach went and captured the city of Knos and its suburbs and renamed the city Noivach Bishmoy, Noivach after his own name. Rabbi Lezer Silver asked, we have two people here who name cities after themselves, Yair and Noivach. However, by Noivach it says that he called the city Noivach Bishmoy after his own name. But by Yair it says he called the city Chavos Yair. But it does not say the word Bishmoy, that it was in his own name. Where Silver explained that only Noivach gave the conquered territory the exact name that he had. His name was Noivach, and he called the city Noivach. That's why it says Noivach Bishmoy. Yair, on the other hand, added an additional name to the city. His name was Yair, but he called the city Chavos Yair. So although this served as a memorial to his own name, the additional name Chavos makes it into a new name, and therefore it does not say by Chavos Yair Bishmoy. As a result from this raya, Reb Silver said, Avraham Yitzchak and Yitzchak Isaac each contain an additional name, and therefore are considered two different names, and may be used by both a father and a son.